Om Shanti. This evening I will share some insights into the topic, what spiritual preparations we need to make in order to face the future times that is coming ahead. Why I have chosen this topic is because many times Baba has been reminding us in every day's Murli about time, about destruction. In one way or the other, this message comes through each Murli very, very clearly. And Avyak Babdada has been reminding us, giving us many Avyak signals, reminding about the three important words: ever ready, suddenly, and over a long period of time. So after hearing all these versions from Baba, I'm sure we all would like to know how we should prepare ourselves spiritually to face the future so that we are able to pass the situations that is going to come in front of us with honors. And I think, you know, once Dadi Gulzar was explaining, how do we know, you know, something is final, and how do we know rehearsals are taking place? Actually now, rehearsals are taking place around us in different ways, helping us to prepare ourselves. But when the final scene will come, we will not have any more time to prepare. So we have been given directions from Madhuban from time to time, physically also to be prepared. So of course we may physically get ourselves ready to face the future by, you know, storing foodstuff, storing water, storing medical, you know, medical equipments, devices, whatever is necessary. It is also important. Maybe sometimes it is not for ourselves to use. No, we have heard, we have seen how Baba's children, Baba's homes have given refuge to many people who have become victim in the natural calamities many times. So this is also important to remember, to physically also prepare ourselves so that at the time we don't panic. No, just today only we got the news that there was a huge earthquake in Japan. It was really, the scale was 8.8. So you can imagine the commotion, the chaos that could be happening in that country. So at that time, one will not have any strength to do something. So we need to be a little bit foresighted and physically also prepare ourselves. So we are always told that at least each center, each household should have a stock of food, commodities, medical things, simple things that is necessary at least for 3 months. So we are able to help others who are in need, and we are also able to help ourselves. But apart from the physical preparation, what is very, very important in the future times that is going to come is spiritual preparation. So when I am not spiritually empowered over a long period of time, at that time I cannot help others, but I will need help from them. Because when people are, you know, facing such situations around them, they do not need sometimes anything physical. They do not want food, water, medicine. First thing they want is to face the situation, you know, face the loss, the shock. No, I remember when there was earthquake in India a few years ago, you know, some sisters who went to that place, they said, people have reached such a stage, they even forgot to cry, you know, because they were in such a situation, it was just such a shock that they couldn't even cry. So you can imagine, at that time, they need our spiritual sustenance, spiritual support. So sometimes we can physically go and attend, but not every time we can be physically present in all the situations. So we have to prepare ourselves in advance so that I am able to help myself and I am able to do lot of service through my mind. Bab Dada has been, you know, mentioning about the importance of Mansa Seva, because we cannot reach out to everybody physically. So I think one of the important preparation we have to make over a long period of time, keeping the times that are going to come. No, I was talking about what is rehearsal and what is real. Rehearsals means when only one element of the matter is showing its tamopradhan stage. Like for example, earth or water or fire, one element is showing its fearsome form. But final is when all five elements together will wage a war. So you can imagine what will be the scene at that time. So Baba has mentioned this future scene very clearly in front of us. On one side there will be no fire of destruction on all three levels, but on the other side the vices that each human beings have within themselves will also explode, you know, come out with full force. And the third is actually everyone's old sanskaras that has been suppressed over a long period of time will also emerge with full force. But on the fourth side, all the karmic accounts that we have to settle with people and elements will also emerge. So in the midst of such a situation, I should be able to remain stable. I should be able to become an angel to serve those souls, to reveal Baba. So what kind of preparation I need from now over a long period of time, that I am able to be successful to pass in that final examination. So one of the things Baba has mentioned is we need to accumulate all powers in full stock. Because as I said, in the future times, the final times that is going to come ahead, people don't ask for money or food or something physical. They really need the powers. They are so weak that they cannot even think what to do. We have to give them the power to think also. and to perform action. So if I want to be an instrument to serve at that time, I need to make sure that from now I store all powers in full stock. So anyone who comes in front of me at that time, they are able to take whatever they want. I don't even need to think at that time whether this one wants power of tolerance, this one wants power of courage. You know, they just receive what they want. So we should consider the present time that we are passing through as a time for stock taking. You know, usually once a year, there is a stock taking. So people make sure that they have enough stock for the next year. So while we are in Madhuban, we can use our time to do the stock taking and see what powers I have and what more I need to accumulate. This is the right place to store the powers. Not only that, but I also need to experiment whether I have those power or not. Because sometimes we can take it for granted, I have, but then when the situation comes, I panic. So once Dadi Gulzar was saying that how Baba trained them, you know, when they were in Karachi during that time, even though situation was not so bad, but Baba trained them to have all the powers, all knowledge, all experiences, so that when they come out on the field of service, they are able to use them in action. So it's a very important preparation to make ourselves equipped with all the weapons. No, powers are our weapons. So to make sure not even one power is missing. Because what will happen in the final time is whatever power we are missing in ourselves, that is what people want when they come in front of me. I can tell them, can you take power of, you know, cooperation instead of tolerance? It doesn't work. So then they will not be able to see me as a bestower, God's child. So we should not oversee, thinking, oh, I have 7 powers. One power is missing, it doesn't matter, you know, I can manage. So how do I know which power is lacking in me? So one of the tests is, whichever power, whichever virtue we are lacking, we always get test. You know, situation comes in connection with that power only. Say for example, I don't have patience. I will always get situation in front of me where I need to be patient. But sometimes I do not understand. I may think that why this person is always late? Why this person always makes me wait? But in fact, these situations are giving me signal that you need to increase your power of patience or tolerance. So if at that time I catch the signal and I consider those situations as a blessing in disguise, I will fill the power within myself. And as I said, we should also keep on experimenting whether that power is working or not. So you should imagine in your own mind, you are in a particular situation and you are supposed to use that particular power. Experiment and see whether that power comes according to the need of time or not. Rehearsal, you know, just like an actor, before they act on the stage, they practice backstage, isn't it? They rehearse many times, only then they can be confident of playing their part on the stage. So this is very, very important. That is why Baba has given all his powers as inheritance to us. So powers are our inheritance. And we should take all the powers in full, not 8 powers. 8 powers are only master powers, but all powers, so that I am able to be embodiment of power moving in such a situation like a lighthouse, might house, people can take. Even for own myself, you know, when we are in a particular situation, I need to have the power to discern. If I do not know what to do at that time, I will be panicking. Say, for example, you are in a place where there was earthquake. You know, you have to decide immediately whether you have to go up or come down or go in or out. You are thinking in that few seconds, everything will be finished. So this is why even for myself, actually I need the power to discern, power to judge, power to face. If I don't use it for myself, I cannot donate it to others. No, the method of donating powers to others is to use the power when you need in your own life. You know, suppose say you have pain in the body, you are suffering from some sickness, so how do you donate tolerance power to someone at that time? You cannot give a talk on tolerance, but people know that you have pain in the body, but you are not suffering, you are not showing sorrow on your face. You are not wanting self-pity from others. You are not wanting to have attention. So people who come to you, they take the donation of tolerance power from you. Endurance, you know, how much you can endure. So automatically that comes to you in the form of blessing, return. And so your pain becomes less. It heals automatically. So one of the preparation from now over a long period of time is definitely to store all powers in full stock. Not to oversee, taking only this power is lacking, you know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. As I said, we will be facing situation that which actually is lacking within us. And the second important aspect I find is to look after our intellect. To have a very clear intellect over a long period of time. Why? Because at that time, all the physical facilities, all the physical devices will be out of order. Just like we heard in Japan, all the mobiles are not working. All the, you know, everything, scientific gadgets are not working in such situations. So how do you communicate? You know, how do you know what to do and what not to do? So the only communication is with Baba, isn't it? And to catch the, you know, the signals that Baba is giving you, what to do at that time, my intellect has to be very, very clear. It should be free from any kind of influence. Because if there is any kind of influence on the intellect, Baba cannot touch. No, influence on the intellect comes in three ways. No, one way, the intellect is influenced in the form of getting impressed by people or having dislike for people. So if I have that dislikingness or getting impressed, that is an influence on the intellect. I must remove it. The second influence is in the form of manmat and parmat. You know, dictates of my own mind and dictates of other people's mind. It influences my intellect and it does not allow me to follow Srimat. So this is why if I am able to allow my intellect to be guided by Srimat constantly, my intellect will always remain clear. And the third influence is very subtle. I am impressed by myself. I am so good. I am such a jnani soul. I am such a yogi soul, you know. So when I get impressed by myself, so that is when the subtle ego comes, isn't it? So take care of your intellect, that it doesn't get influenced by any of these. It's always under Baba's influence. So when the intellect is under Baba's influence, that means when my intellect is dictated by Srimad. You know, when my intellect is dictated by my conscience. Conscience is the seat of truth. That is Srimad. So when I am doing anything against to Srimad, you know immediately the conscience prick. It bites. So immediately I must verify, am I doing this right or not? No, that is why Baba keeps on telling us, you know, before you do any action, pause, check. Is it according to Srimad or not? You know, if not, then if you cannot understand, get it verified. So that I develop the clarity of my intellect. Clean intellect, clear intellect. Because this is what is going to help us in the future times to catch the touchings Baba is going to give us. Now I tell you one experience of one of the couples who were, you know, victim in the earthquake in Bhuj that we had. No, they were staying in, I think, 5th floor or 6th floor. I cannot remember exactly. So when the earth starts shaking, they were there. So they decided, no, they got this touching, you stay where you are. So they stayed there. So the earthquake was so powerful, the 1st floor went down. Still they were stable. The 2nd floor also went down. Still they did not shake. The 3rd, 4th, 4th floor. In the 5th floor came, the earthquake stopped. So all that they need to do is come out of their window. That's all. Means it's not a story, but it's real. So they were totally saved. Everything was okay except little bit cracks in the house, but they did not panic. See, the intellect was clear over a period of time, so they did what they were supposed to do. So this is why the second preparation is to take care of my intellect. So Dadi always says, you know, intellect is influenced by the company. So please take care of the company you keep. You may be a very good person, but if you keep a wrong company, it colors your intellect. That is why someone who has 100% faith, they develop 100% doubt. How did that happen? Influence of company. So clarity of intellect, that will help me to be successful in my last paper. And the third important practice Baba has been emphasizing a lot is the practice of bodiless stage over a long period of time. It's very, very important. Because when you have the practice of practicing bodiless stage, at that time in the future, you know, when there will be, Baba says, the bazaar of death will be very, you know, very hot. Everybody will be dying. Everybody will be leaving their bodies. At that time, when I have the practice of being bodiless, I can not have any fear of leaving the body. And second thing is, I can leave my body at my will. And the third important aspect is, at that time, because of natural calamities and many types of physical upheavals, there will be many bodiless souls moving around. So when I myself is bodiless, I will not be influenced by those. So it is very, very important that I practice bodiless stage over a long period of time. Not only that, why bodiless stage is important is it also helps me to apply a full stop in a second. Because many situations will come which can create a lot of questions. Why, what, how? But if I have had that practice of being bodiless over a period of time, I can immediately apply the full stop and I can remain stable in the midst of chaos. So my bodiless stage will give energy to many other souls in the body. Not only that, because, you know, when we think about our own bodies, the bodies can also go through many stages. No sickness, suffering. So if I have had the bodiless stage experience, it will work in two ways. One is the accumulation of bodiless stage works like glucose, energizer at that time for yourself. And the second thing, it works like painkillers. Now we have practically seen the examples of dadis. You know, when they have some physical sickness, they have sickness but they don't have sorrow. You know, the pain is also like a prick, pin prick only. It's like an ant bite. Why? Because they have accumulated the bodiless stage over a period of time. So keeping the future of my own body and the future of the world, so I should give a lot of importance to this experience of being bodiless. At least 1 minute every hour. If I can attempt 1 minute, I can be for a few seconds, isn't it? Even as they say, 1 minute of bodiless stage is equal to 1 hour of sleep. As much energy you will restore when you sleep for 1 hour, that much energy you can accumulate when you become really bodiless. So that is also a spiritual empowering practice I do from now. So that, you know, when my body is suffering, when there is chaos everywhere, I cannot become bodiless at that time. Even now, for example, if there is a big noise here, what happens to everybody? The heart beating fast. What happened? So at that time, if I have not had the practice, I cannot be beyond sound, you know. So that is why we don't have to wait for the final paper to come. When the body is well, when the situations are conducive, we should keep on practicing. And the fourth important thing that I find is important is to have a wireless set with you. Just like nowadays you carry mobile, you know, you can contact anybody because it is now become necessity. But during the future times, this mobile is also not going to work. So what is going to work is wireless set. Wireless set. Wireless stage. Total purity. It's really going to save me from many chaos. Now, wireless set means wireless stage. Totally free from any of the vices. Why? Because Avyakt Bhavdada has made it very clear, whichever vice I have, the fire of that vice, I will catch the outside fire, will connect with the inside fire. So I will not be able to save myself. So this is why over a period of time, when I practice being totally wiseless. Wiseless does not mean only celibate. You know, many Brahmins take it for granted. You know, I am practicing brahmacharya, I am practicing vegetarian food, you know, so I am already wiseless. No, that is only one aspect of being wiseless. Viceless means totally sinless. No subtle or gross sins. Because it is vices that makes me commit sins. So, we know the 7 vices, but including the progeny of the 7 vices. So, when I have the total purity, viceless stage, I am able to, you know, like, being in a situation, not being affected. You know, that Baba says, Mirwa mouth, Maluka shikar, you know, joy to the hunt, you know, joy to the high, pray, what is it? Pray to the hunter, means that the hunter enjoys, but it is a death to the prey. Death to the prey and joy to the hunter. That's the right word. So what it means is, even though you are observing the scenes of destruction, you are not affected by it. Because of your purity, you know that it is your tapasya, it is the power of purity that has caused this upheaval, but yet you are not affected. So the 4th important preparation is to concentrate on looking at the depth of purity. So that even in the form of trace, if I have any vices, that is a kind of fire that will lit, the outside fire will catch me. So this is why we should not look at the subject of purity only on a gross level, but on a very subtle level. You know, sometimes Baba says, in the end, people will be full of vices. With that impurity, they can come in front of you. But if you have that kind of purity, they will not be able to come near you. They get the vision. They will see the light. They will get the vision of goddesses. They will move away. They will not have the courage to look at you with that impure vision. So I need to develop purity to such an extent, no, which is very, very important. So another aspect, what I think is, you know, the virtue of fearlessness, because it is very, very important preparation for me to face the future. Because if there is any kind of fear, whether it is subtle or gross, so it will not give me the power to face. So that is why it is very important over a long period of time, I practice being fearless. No, Mama was the perfect example to show us what it means to be fearless. So I need to check myself and see what kind of fear I still have within myself. Now, whatever kind of fear I have, I will be placed in such a situation in the future. You know, some of us may not have big fears, small fears like, you know, cannot see the blood, cannot see a dead body. So who knows, in the future we will be placed in the midst of dead bodies. So I cannot run away. I have to help those people. So I should look deep into myself and see what kind of fear I still have within myself and overcome it. And actually what is fear? Is any form of negative emotion that I create towards myself. So fear is due to lack of faith in myself. Fear is due to lack of faith in Baba. Fear is due to lack of faith in drama. So if I have complete faith, there cannot be fear. Because we know for sure that there is no loss. You know, after becoming Baba's children, there cannot be any loss, there cannot be any kind of damage. Everything is for good. So this doubt, fear, suspicion will not allow me to move forward. So the spiritual preparation, spiritual empowerment is by being totally fearless. No, Baba also emphasized another important aspect, that is to make effort on the basis of sadhana and not sadhan. You know, sadhan is physical devices. Sadhana is actually spiritual endeavor. That means when I lead my life over a period of time, depending on materialistic things, if I lead my life over a period of time depending on objects made out of matter, so in the end I will not be able to face the situation because my intellect, my mind will go through upheavals. So this is why from now we need to have tapasya, renunciation, tapasya and service. Because without complete renunciation, there cannot be intense meditation. And of course, without intense meditation, there cannot be selfless service. So the preparation here is, we have to use the materials as long as they are available. You know, it is not that even though you have physical devices, you say, I do without it. It's nothing wrong to use what you have, but not use it with an attitude that you like it. Because when you use any materialistic comfort with the thought of liking, you become dependent. And when it is not available, you become desperate. You know, Mama used to say, I remember in those days, that whatever you see with these eyes, with these physical eyes, everything is going to be destroyed. So don't hold on to anything that you see with these physical eyes, because they are foundationless. They don't have any foundation. And if you hold on to them, then you will fall, because that doesn't have any basis. And so sometimes we live in the comfort zone, you know, but then when the time comes when those materialistic comforts are not available, then we become desperate, we have to panic. So this is why it is very important to check, you know, from now over a long period of time, is my effort based on spiritual endeavor? It is based on my spiritual effort or it is based on physical devices. Or sometimes maybe you are not depending on physical devices because there are subtle devices also. Like for example, you know, praise, name, fame, position. So that is also a kind of sadhana because that is what is helping you to move forward. The other day some were sharing experience that how they have been enjoying the role that they have been given, like say for example, I'm a center coordinator, I'm a national coordinator, I am taking happiness out of my position, I'm enjoying Brahmin life. But then that is also a kind of sadhana. So role is only temporary, isn't it? But if I take support for my sustenance through my role, that will also become an obstacle. So I need to check, you know, to what extent I am moving with one strength and one support. Ek bal, ek bharosa. Because I make any other souls depend on me, or if I depend on any other souls, make them support, and when that support is taken off, I will be lost. I will be hanging in the air. So this is why, as much as possible, you know, we have to become the conqueror of matter. Because those who become the conqueror of matter, they make effort on the basis of their spiritual endeavor. You know, dadis are a perfect example in front of us. You know, when Baba sent them on service, they did not ask for, you know, today when we are sent for service, we say, is the center has all these things, we give list of things. Do they have a carpet? Do they have a clock? Do they have a gaddi? Do they have a tape recorder? You know, when they have all these things, then I can go and do service. But when dadis were sent on service, they were only given 5 rupees and 2 sets of clothes. Go for service. Now, many times Dadi Gulzar has shared her experience. She was told to go to Lucknow and she just went. And she did not even know where to stay. When she arrived in the station, she has to ask the station master, when anybody comes to your place, where do they stay? And the station master had to guide her to go to a guest house. And then nobody to arrange program, nothing. So it was on the basis of tapasya. You know, what is sadhana means working on the basis of tyag and tapasya. That means life based on renunciation and tapasya is what is called sadhana. You know, in Copper Age, the rishis and munis, they used to do tapasya in the caves. They never announced that I am sitting in this particular cave, you can come and have my darshan at this time. They just sat and did tapasya, but the vibration of their tapasya reached out. It became a road map for people to trace and come and meet that sannyasi there. So that is sadhana. You know, you need to have determination and concentration in order to do sadhana. Because many tests will come, but if there is that determination and concentration, I can go through the spiritual endeavor. You know, it is not like giving trouble to my body. Many Hatha Yogis do that. You know, I went to Allahabad once for Kumbh Mela. I saw one sannyasi sitting there with hands up like this. And his nails had grown so much that it has reached the earth, you know. So we asked him, 25 years he has been, his hand is like this. We asked him specially, why do you take so much of trouble? So what he said, you know, he said, I am taking away sorrow, some of the sorrow from this world by enduring this pain for myself. So it is not a pain for me, it is actually a pleasure of removing sorrow of some souls. But you can imagine how much determination, how much concentration he must be having to hold that one hand for so many years. Baba is not giving us all the trouble. But we need to have some kind of renunciation. Without renunciation, there is no sadhana. Without tapasya, tapasya means concentration and determination, there is no tapasya. So we need to, now we have all the facilities. So whilst having all the facilities, we must use minimum facility for ourselves. What is required, and that too with an attitude of renunciation. So in the end, when you don't have anything, you don't feel that you don't have. Now, when you don't have anything, you say, I have renounced, that is not anything great. So one of the spiritual empowering preparation is to make effort on the basis of sadhana and not sadhana. Of course, it is natural, the more you become a yogi, the more comforts will surrender to you. That is also a difficult situation, you know. The more you become a good yogi, the more the matter will surrender to you. But then you don't accept it for yourself. You have to dedicate that for Baba. It is not for myself. So in that, I need to have checking for myself. So those who have been making that kind of effort, at that time, when sadhana, no physical devices are not available, they don't need to panic. So that's also very important. And one more aspect, you know, which Baba emphasizes in the Murli always, which is also the essence of Srimad Bhagavad Gita too. The whole Gita is summarized in 2 words. Nashtamoha and Smriti Swarup. To become the conqueror of attachment and embodiment of remembrance. So I need to practice the remembrance in such a way that I can conquer attachment totally. The easy method to conquer attachment is to have all relationship with Baba. If I have any one relationship missing with Baba, I will definitely have attachment with somebody. And with whomever I have attachment, that one will pull my intellect in my last moment. No, that is why Baba says your last thoughts will lead you to your destination. So I need to really make sure I do not have any attachment to people or places or objects. You know, some Brahmins don't have attachment with people, but we have attachment with places. We have attachment with things. We cannot move away from it. But whatever it is, in the final moments, my thoughts will go there. So we have to really practice Baba's remembrance to such an extent that nobody and nobody, nothing can pull on my intellect. No, that is why I remember what Mama used to say. So Mama always used to say in those times, consider every moment as your final moment. That means everybody would like to leave their body in the remembrance of Baba, isn't it? So if I live my life considering every moment as my last moment, so I will always have Baba's remembrance. Because it is Baba's remembrance over a period of time that is going to rescue me at that time. At that time I cannot, you know, if I do not have all relationships with Baba over a long period of time, at that time I cannot. Because the person with whom I have attachment, my intellect will be fooled there. So this is why now itself I need to check whether I have completely become free from attachment or not. See, attachment also can be two ways. It could be repulsion, it could be attraction. Repulsion is also a form of attachment. You know, you don't like someone, that person also comes in between you and Baba to break the yoga of intellect. So that is also negative attachment. No, that is why Jagdish Bhai used to say one slogan. I like it very much. He always used to say, you love everyone. You love everyone, but don't love anyone more than you love Baba. Because if you love anyone more than you love Baba, that person will come in between you and Baba and break your yoga. And the second slogan he always used to say was, don't allow anyone to love you more than they love Baba. Because if you allow anyone to love you more than they love Baba, you will go in between them and Baba. So you become an obstacle. So that is what is called love one and love all. Sometimes we do become very happy, you know, somebody shows a lot of love. But actually, love is good, but if it turns into the form of attachment, how do you know love changes into attachment? When you have extra love for someone. Everyone it is okay. But when you have little extra for somebody, you want to give them one gift, you want to give them one flower, you want to sit with that person, you want to be with that person. So that extra is dangerous. So that is going to cut off my connection with Baba. So this is why I have to make sure nobody comes in between my yoga with Baba. So that means I have all relationships, so there is no attachment. So, as we know, our final paper is fixed, isn't it? Question is of 1 second. We will be tested to what extent we have become embodiment of remembrance, soul conscious, and in 1 second we will be tested. We don't know which situation we will be. So this is why it is very important. Over a period of time, I consider every moment as my last moment and do whatever I want to do now, not later. Again, I remember Jagdish Bhai's versions, you know, he used to say, in the Laukik school, students don't know their paper. They only know the examination date and they only know the examination place. But they don't know the paper question. And we know the question paper. We know the timing. But what we don't know is the place. So we cannot be careless. You know, in the Laukik school, those students can be careless because they can say, oh, my date is, you know, so-and-so date. Okay, I can enjoy my life. But our date is not fixed. Our question is fixed. Time is fixed. So he always used to tell us, we cannot be careless. We have to be always alert and attentive. My examination could be anywhere. And so I should always be alert, attentive, all-rounder. Then only I can be ever ready. So when we keep actually some of these things in our mind and start working on those aspects, you know, destruction of the world can come anytime, but before my body, I don't know when this body will be, how long I will be in this body. So whatever I want to do, I have done. So let us remember Sakar Baba's favorite slogan. Whatever I have to do tomorrow, I have to do it today. And whatever I have to do today, I have to do it now. Now or never. Delay is danger. So with these words, I conclude because Dadi will be with us very soon. But think about it. If you have any questions, any clarification, we can talk about it individually later. Om Shanti.